Yeah. Go.
So, we will now talk about chapter 8, which is called Post Hoc Rides Again. And this chapter is about using,
chapter is about assumptions in statistics.
Yes, assumptions.
In statistics, how people just assume one cause...
What cause and effect.
What cause and effect something as... What was the example?
Well, they were saying that if you smoke, you get bad grades. So...
And the author was just talking about how smoking and bad grades doesn't add up. It doesn't make no sense.
There's no connection.
So,
I agree with that because you can take data. You don't have to make statements like that. I mean, if the take data to prove that it like has no connection, you know.
Also, he's basically questioning what the person is saying. Are those the people who's actually failing classes, who's getting bad grades, who took up more smoking because they're getting bad grades because of the stress and whatever problem they're facing? That's why they're smoking. But the data is saying, oh, yeah, people who smoke get bad grades and people who doesn't smoke get good grades.
Yeah, they don't tell the whole truth. That's a good point. So here's a quote that I found interesting. It says that it was talking about college, and it says that these figures show you that if your son or daughter attends college, you will probably earn more money than if you decide to spend the next 4 years in some other manner. And this quote is on page 93. And I think that is very true, because when they do act like if you go to college, you automatically make more money. But Bill Gates didn't go to college, and I mean, look at how rich he is. He was a dropout. So I definitely think that that is an unwarranted conclusion, that it's the post hoc fallacy at its best, the book says it is. It just gives you an assumption that one thing is one way, and it may not actually be that way. All right, so now this is chapter 9. It's called How to Staticulate, and it's about, like, how to manipulate people with statistics and make them believe stuff about statistics.
So they take their y-axis and try to persuade the readers from using tricks in the book to get people to buy their books or, like, whatever they're trying to produce using the tricks from the book.
Yeah, I didn't read
that. Rhino, go ahead. How do you feel, Rhino?
About
what I just said.
Can you repeat it?
Some tricks that the author used to persuade the readers into buying, like, whatever they're trying to sell. Advertisement, copywriters.
I think that's true. They do say stuff to make people buy stuff.
This chapter was very, like, not the best. I don't agree with what the author was saying personally, because I feel as though it just doesn't make sense to me. And each time I read it, I just don't understand it.
I think it's repeating itself, because the last chapter we talked about the same thing, but it's used different examples. As in, the last chapter talk about how assumptions is used in statistics, and that's the same thing that I'm hearing from all this chapter, too.
How do you feel, Rhino?
What was the quote I found interesting on page 115? And it said, the odd thing about percentiles is that a student with a 99 percentile rating is probably quite a bit superior to one standing at 90, while those at 40 and 60 may be almost of equal achievement. And I think that's true. I mean, it's...
So,
like the same amount of part.
In other words, what is the author trying to say?
Like, if you have a 99 percentile, it's a lot different than having a 90 percentile.
Because of the percent rates and whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, like, that's almost 100%. So, But if you're in the 40th percentile or the 60th percentile, you're still failing. So.
Which matters the most?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then that's it for this one.
All right, so now we're talking about chapter 10, which is called How to Talk Back to a Statistic. And this chapter, like, talks about, like, how to tell if, like, a statistic is genuine. So you can ask questions like, who said so? Or how does that person know? And what's missing? And did somebody change the subject? And does it make sense? So... they all pretty much, you know.
Explain themselves.
Explain, yeah. What do you think?
This chapter summed up the whole book. And it talked about how in the first, was it first or second? I think it was second chapter, how the magazine, and it was telling me, talking about how the author is missing the magazine. And it also talked about how the average of certain things are not mentioned in the book. And the New York Magazine, I guess the author wasn't stated either.
Also, I feel as though it's just some things that you need to have more information to make the business more accurate, because like this said, there's a lot of parts that's missing and a lot of messages for who know, who said it, how you figure out. You just need like a nice, simple, clear explanation. It shouldn't be biased towards the reader. It shouldn't be biased toward somebody who's buying your product. It shouldn't be biased at all. You just need a nice, clear explanation.
Okay.
Bye, Mr. Mouse.